Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to begin the final perek of Maseches Maestros, perek Hey, and we're going to be learning Mishnayos, Aleph, and Beis. So the halacha is that if you have something that's tevel, you're not allowed to replant it in the ground until you're mafresh trumos and maestros. So our Mishnah is going to talk about how developed does the plant have to be in order for it to be considered to be already tevel. So ha'okar shesalim mitok shalo, minato l'tok shalo. If you take away shesalim, meaning you pull out of the ground young plants that are not fully developed, and you replant them somewhere else in your own field. So the halacha is pater. You don't have to take shumos and maestros before you replant them in your own field, because even though you're not allowed to replant stuff that's tevel without taking maestros, over here these plants are not yet there's no chiyuv maestro yet because they're young, they're undeveloped, and there's no kaviyah for maestro, so because they haven't even grown yet, they're not even fully grown. So the Mishnah then says, let's say you buy stuff that it's still attached to the ground, but now we're switching and we're transitioning into talking about something that is fully grown, but it just hasn't been plucked from the ground yet, and you purchase it while it's still attached to the ground. So pater, you don't have to take maestros from it. It doesn't the sale doesn't make it chayiv in maestros. Normally mechira is kover for maestro, but over here that doesn't happen because the mechira happened while it's still attached to the ground. I mean, we've been learning throughout the past several prakim already about the different things that are koveya for a chiyuv meiser. So selling it is one of those things that are koveya for a chiyuv meiser, but nevertheless, while it's attached to the ground, it's not going to be koveya for a chiyuv meiser. So therefore, you're allowed to still have an achilas arai from it until it is kavua for a chiyuv meiser, and that's why you're allowed to replant it as well. So now the Mishnah switches back to what we were talking about originally, which is about partially grown plants. Let's say you picked a partially grown plant, but not to replant in your own property, but to send it as a gift to somebody else. So Pater, that person that you sent it to, also doesn't have to take maestros, even though he wants to replant them in the ground. Meaning, because the halach is that while mechira is kaver for maestros, a matana is not kaver for maestros. So they're still not kavua for maeser. So you would be allowed, the guy who, just like you could replant them yourself, the guy who you send them to is also allowed to replant them. But if it weren't a matana, if it were a mechira, if you uprooted them and then sold them, that would not be koveya, that would be koveya for maestros. Then the guy you sold them to would have to be mafresh maestros. Then Reb Lazar ben Azariah is going to say that, you know, there might be a case where you have a plant that's not fully grown, where you're not allowed to replant it until you take maestros from it. If it's grown enough that there are other plants that look like it, that are similar to it, that could be sold in the market, then if you want to replant them, it's going to be chayav in maestros, because it's considered to be fully grown if it's fully grown enough that they would have such plants being sold in the market. So we view that as if it's fully grown, and therefore it's like uprooting and replanting any type of plant. As the Bartanur points out, chashivi kilu nigmar malachtan, that it's considered as if it had a gemar malacha, but the Bartanur says ve'in halacha k'Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that we don't paskin like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So now Mishnah Beis, once we discussed cases where you're replanting vegetables without being mafresh maestros, so the Mishnah talks about where you're not allowed to replant vegetables without being mafresh maestros. And we're specifically going to talk about ha'oke lefes utznonos mitok shalo. If someone pulls out of the ground a turnip or a radish from his own field, vinotea l'tok shalo lezera, and he replants it somewhere else in his own field, but because he's trying to produce seeds with it, chayiv, then he has to be mafresh maestros from the stuff that he's going to replant, because uprooting them is considered to be the gorin, that's considered to be the way that you make them nigmar malachta, the way that it has a gemar malacha, because they're going to become very hard and they're not, not going to be edible after you replant them. So they're considered to have gone through a gemar malacha, even though they're going to produce seeds. The fact that it produces seeds is not considered like a further growth of the plant. The plant itself is as grown as it's going to be. So therefore, it's going to be chayiv in maestros. You're not allowed to replant them unless you are mafresh maestros. Another case where you replant vegetables, bitzalim, if you have onions that were stored somewhere, mishe shri shuva aliyah, and they take root in the dirt floor of your attic, meaning they're on the second floor of your house, third floor of your house, somewhere up, not on the ground, but the floor itself, the flooring in the attic is made of ground, so it takes root in there, so it's ki'ilu, it's attached to the ground. Taru milatame, they can't become tame because it is mechubel karka. Now, halacha, is there anything that's mechubel karka does not become tame? Not only that, even if something already is tameh and you plant it in the ground, it loses its status of tameh. However, the onions that are growing in your attic are attached to the ground with the halachos as far as the halachos of tameh are concerned, but they're not considered to be mechub l'karka with regard to other areas of halacha, meaning when it comes to maestros. Meaning if, let's say, new onions grow from there, those new onions are not chayv in maestros. They're not considered to have been grown from the ground. It's like they're growing in an atzitz shein, then they're not going to be chayv in maestros. So now the Mishnah says, but nafalalem apolos ve'megulim, if the whole house caved in and there are leaves of the onions that are sticking up from the rubble, harei ilukunetu in basad. Then it's as if they're planted in the field, meaning there's no like airspace of a room in between the ground and the attic that they're growing in, because now the whole place caved in, so it's just a pile of rubble. So they're growing from the pile of rubble. That's considered as if they're just regularly growing from the ground, both with regard to Hilchos Tumah and Tahara, as well as with regards to Hilchos Maestro. So to quickly summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if you pull up a partially grown plant and then replant it, you don't have to take Maestro first, and then we said that if you purchase a fully grown plant that's still mechubar lekarka, you also don't have to take maestros. And then we said that if you pull up a partially grown plant and you give it as a matana to somebody else to replant, that somebody else does not have to take maestros. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who we do not paskin like, says that if it's grown enough that similar plants are being sold in the market, then they're going to be chayiv in maestros. That's considered to be fully grown. And then Mishnah Beis told us that if you pull up a turnip or a radish from your own land, and you want to replant it in your land in order to produce seeds, but not in order for the plant to grow any further, then you're chayiv in maestros because it's considered to have grown to its full maturation. But if you have onions that are growing up in an attic and they're not growing in the ground, they're just growing in on the dirt floor of an attic, while with regard to Hilchos Tumah and Tahara, it's considered to be mechub l'karka. With regard to maestros, it's not considered to be mechub l'karka. But if the whole house caves in, then it's considered to be mechub l'karka, and it's exposed a little bit at the top of the pile of rubble, then it's considered to be mechub l'karka, even when it comes to Trumas and maestros. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel.